you don't need to like prove anything to anybody about your queerness to be queer.
Being bi does not necessarily mean you're just automatically down for threesomes, in my opinion, but a lot of dudes think that.
This is deep. This is so deep. Why do bisexuals cut their jeans?
Yeah, but see how when like guys kiss each other, it's like funny, but if girls kiss each other, it's hot.
There's definitely some underlying misogyny to it.
Continuing our Pride Month series, this week we're joined by three iconic bisexuals. Aiden Calvin, you've seen him on the hit podcast The Yard, Trisha Birdie, a pro chef and Twitch streamer, and Veronica Valdez, a friend of the show working in civil rights advocacy. Today we'll be sitting down and addressing your assumptions about bisexuals. Let's get into it.
I kind of want to know what everyone's experience was like when they realized themselves that they were bisexual. What was that like?
When I was in high school, I came out at the time, I'm trans, so before I came out as trans in high school, I thought I was gay. And that was like a really big part of my identity and kind of just like how you like navigate the world. It was like the label I chose at the time, and then I came out as trans. And I feel like in doing that, like my brain just entirely like opened up, like full like big brain moment. And I was like, oh, I think I'm bi.
I feel like for me, I knew I was attracted to men, and I don't think I knew it was possible to be attracted to women as well. Then in high school, there were like very pretty girls, and I was like, you know what? I don't know if I'm just like appreciating as like a regular human or like being attracted to them. I realized I was in college. I went to an all-women's college, and I would date girls, and there were terms where they called you lugs or bugs, which was bisexual until graduation or lesbian until graduation. And they were telling me that I was just experimenting. I was just curious. I wasn't actually attracted to women. It was just the only option. I think that made me question myself a lot. And I was like, maybe. And people were like, you don't look gay, which I don't know what that really means. I think I let it get to my head. And it was a long journey of realizing. It took me until like my first girlfriend that I was like, oh, I'm like really attracted to women, but I'm also attracted to men. Oh, I guess that means I'm bi.
I do think it's really interesting how much doubt is instilled in bisexuals. Mm-hmm. Like there's a very consistent theme of doubt throughout
partners.
Everybody's experiences, because it's kind of enforced by everyone around you in like really passive ways. And then you bring it into question yourself. It's funny because I think like a lot of those people they don't have any like bad intention. There might be versions of it that are like well-meaning, especially if a person's straight, I think. They might just not understand, like that they might not have a personal frame of reference that like lets them understand that you might just be bisexual. And I think there's a very defined, like people like the dichotomy of like gay and straight in a lot of ways.
I Dreamed a Dream says that they get the assumption that it's not a legitimate sexuality, that it's just a phase and you're on your way to being gay.
Who said that?
I Dreamed a Dream.
I Dreamed a Dream.
No, who said that too? I Dreamed a Dream.
I think for people making comments like this, I think they usually have some sort of personal reference in their own life for somebody they may have known that, you know, found a particular path with like their sexuality, right? And then they really latch on to that memory and then just attribute it to every new bisexual person they find. Because it's just obviously not true, right? And you even in the version of the sentence we're getting right now, it's like you're just on your way to becoming gay. It's just so easily disproven, and I think it's something people just put a really personal lens on.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, I don't know if this is gonna sound weird, but like you can't really control like who you fall in love with. And realistically, if I were to choose, I would date men. It's so much easier society-wise. My parents would not be like trying to like beat the gay out of me. I'm just kidding, they never hit me, but they definitely yell at me about it. And I wouldn't have to like feel scared to tell my parents certain things. Some of my girlfriends like getting like, oh, I don't want to change in front of you. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like I would just strictly date men because it's easier in our society. But you can't really control who you fall in love with. And just because I love a girl right now doesn't mean I'm not still, if we break up, I'm going to be attracted to men again. It's not like a phase or like a gateway drug to being gay. It's just like who you're attracted to at the time.
Basura Vid says Anthony Padilla is bisexual.
Is Anthony bisexual? Or is it out?
That's like an Anthony question.
Yeah, but listen, what do y'all think?
But I do think there's kind of in the vein of what you're talking about of like, well, you look more like gay now, or you look more lesbian now. You know, there's definitely an idea of queerness that people have in their mind. There's some sort of expectation that if you look a particular way, that you're more likely to be queer. I think there's a lot of like dynamics behind that, right? It's like people, you know, some people like are intentionally dressing that way because they want to represent that they are queer. Like that's a big part of it. But I think Anthony, maybe by embracing some sort of like stylistic things and stuff like that, where it might come across as like more, maybe more feminine. Is that like why somebody would say something like that?
I think, yeah. I literally think it's because he dresses nice and takes care of himself.
Exactly.
People are like, you're bisexual.
A very gay trait.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, a man taking care of himself, washing his hair and stuff. Like, bye.
Like, people assume like if you're a girl and you're a little more masculine, then you're a lesbian. And then if you're more effeminate as a guy, then you're gay. But like, when I wear a dress, people are like, oh, you don't look gay anymore. I'm like, oh, well. Like, I don't know if you guys have this, but like if I tell a girl like, oh, wow, your ass looks great in those jeans. She's like, oh my God, thanks. They're from like $20 at Target. Like they have no idea you're hitting on them just because of maybe the way you look, the way you're coming off. And then you don't know if they know you're hitting on them either because, you know, it's hard to assume someone's sexuality.
I was going to ask you too, because I think that the side of the coin that I never experience, right, is like I never experience lesbian dating. So I think with men it's pretty straightforward, and with women it's pretty straightforward. There's
never too late.
The dynamic of like women, I feel like bisexual and lesbian women always talk about how difficult it is to navigate flirting with people because the default between women socially is so much more complimentary and nice to begin with.
You can make out with a girl at a party at a club and then find out she's straight.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, this has happened to me. I made out with a girl at a college party and I was like, hell yeah. Maybe she'll want to date me. She was like, oh my God, do you guys see? The guys thought it was so hot. I was like, oh man. You just make out with girls when you're drunk in a very straight way. Damn. It kind of sucks, like, navigating the dating world as, yeah, like, a bisexual girl. Like, you have to drop hints like, oh, my ex-girlfriend, when I was dating a girl, you got to, like, kind of drop those hints, and then they have to drop the hints back.
Yeah, you're leaving each other, like, breadcrumb trails. I'm just saying it like it is, you know? I'm just like, hey, dude, there's never been a time I've made out with somebody where I've been worried about the other person. There's no guy I've made out with besides Ludwig that I've worried about is straight after.
There is a thing of, like, bros kissing each other in a situation, but then it not being gay.
Like, that's like the meme, right? It's like, I do think that in general, there's probably a reason for men to show more affection for each other. And I think that's good. And I've definitely kissed a few of my straight friends on the cheek. But it was like almost like a joke for a while that Ludwig was like kissing all of his male friends.
Yeah, but see how when like guys kiss each other, it's like funny. But if girls kiss each other, it's hot. And it's kind of interesting, that kind of dynamic, I guess.
I assume they have a harder time convincing jealous partners they are faithful.
You guys, cut it off. I don't think jealous partners are a good thing.
Honestly, I like a little bit of jealousy.
Really?
Because then if they're not jealous at all, maybe I'm the toxic one, maybe I'm the problem, but I like them to be a little jealous, not overly so, because it means they care, you know? I'm also kind of the jealous type, but I've generally found that my partners, no matter what, they're jealous of the men in my life. They don't really care about the woman.
But is that like misogyny?
I think so. Or just like, even in their head, they think I'm straight no matter what. And they usually get jealous of the men in my life and not my female friends at all. I think what people can't really differentiate of like being bi is realizing the difference between liking both, being attracted to both men and women, and wanting to be with both a man and a woman at the same time. It's not like I'm still a strictly monogamous person. I don't know if you guys experience this, but when you're dating a partner, do they ever like doubt that you're going to leave them for like when you're dating a dude? They might doubt you're going to leave them for a girl. And when you're dating a girl, they think like maybe you're going to leave me for a man.
That's so toxic. Yeah, though. It happens. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, that I do think it's terrible. Because that's not the feeling that you want from the person that you have that sort of relationship with and like trust the most. I think maybe I'm lucky. The only my two most serious relationships of like the past 8 years have been with two women who are bisexual, and I think that made it really easy because there was no sense of or lack of understanding. It's not that there's never been a toxic moment ever. It's just no version of that level of jealousy with that level of control over my personal life that I think I would tolerate.
That's so healthy of you.
I think it's like subconscious ideas in society, like passively fueling jealousy, particularly men feeling jealous of you spending time with men and maybe not. I think it you could say it's misogyny.
And, yeah, for sure.
I think it's really important that regardless of your partner's gender, that you should not be jealous to a degree that you're controlling who you hang out with. I think a strong relationship is somebody that you trust to have friends regardless of who they are. And if you don't have that like foundational sense of like trust for that person, or they don't have that trust for you, that's a really big problem. And I wouldn't want to be dating somebody like that.
You can't be friends with anyone without having a sexual desire towards them.
That's stupid.
That's crazy.
That's just false.
That's just, I don't even know what friends would be then. I don't know. That's like the more aggressive version of like, I think there's a thing people say of like, you can't have any friends of like the opposite gender without any sexual tension. But this is like even further than that. Mm-hmm. It's like you can't have any friends, period. But I guess that's like, that's the biphobia in action.
I guess. And also I have heard that like guys and girls can't be friends. Like someone's like someone at the other point and someone friends on them, which I believe is like absolutely false because I can't actually be attracted to my friends like romantically or sexually. And so that sounds problematic. Then you can't be friends with anyone. Then you just hang out with me, myself, and I and your partner, and that's it. That would suck.
Yeah.
Silly Celia says, as a bisexual woman, an assumption I get a lot is that I'm always down for threesomes.
That's not true. Only sometimes.
I'm just not a sharer. I guess I don't. Maybe it's ADHD, I can't focus on two people at once or three or four. I do hate that, like, when I get a dating app, a lot of times you'll see a really hot girl and then you'll click into their bio and they'll be like, join me and my husband for some casual fun.
That's very common.
Looking for a third, and it's like their potato ass husband, and it's like, oh man, you look like Anne Hathaway and he looks like Jabba the Hutt. Like, goddamn. Being bi does not necessarily mean you're just automatically down for threesomes, in my opinion. But a lot of dudes think that. They get really excited.
Yeah, it is insane that is the first reaction, like you said.
I think it's like a really toxic expectation of like expecting something from women. Again, I think it's misogyny. I think it's just misogyny to think that like bisexuality, how do men benefit from this?
The amount of times I've mentioned in my work, like, oh, I'm bi, or like I'm dating a girl, and then someone would say like, you just haven't had good dick, and it's like, oh my god. This Jesus sucks. Or like, oh, you must have dated a really bad dude that turned you gay, and it's like, oh my lord, it actually is so frustrating. And I feel like maybe that assumption is tacked on to bisexual women more often, and like Veronica mentioned, it might be some inborn misogyny. Like realistically, if you type into Google gay men, you're going to get cute male couples, like matching sweaters. But if you type in lesbian woman, what are you going to get? A whole lot of porn. And it just kind of is like what people assume from women sometimes. And it's unfortunate.
Claire Michelle assumes that bisexuals make a great latte.
I don't know about you guys, but this is does not apply to me. I would be, if this is a stereotype, I'm certainly not meeting it because I wish I could make myself a nice latte.
Yeah, I've never been a barista. I also mostly drink black coffee.
Yeah.
So
I'm a black coffee guy. I'm very boring.
I don't know how to do the latte art. I've actually tried, but it's really difficult.
Yeah.
But I will drink a really, really good latte.
What is the implication of this question? Is it queer to make lattes?
I think it's like barista culture.
It's barista core. Yeah. The other one is that bisexuals love oat milk.
Mm.
I like oat milk.
Well, yeah. I'm lactose intolerant, like 80% of Asians, so I have to drink oat milk.
My name on Steam for video games is just a play on oat milk. So maybe that. This is probably the nerdiest thing I've ever fucking said, but...
Yeah. I don't know. Playing Super Smash Bros. Melee for oh,
yeah.
also...
yeah, I'm so settled into it that I don't even... It doesn't even process as nerdy anymore, but it definitely is.
I feel like the fact that you play as Sheik, too, is so bi-coded of you.
Oh, yeah.
To do that. She's, very bi.
Yeah, I appreciate Sheik in that sense.
Shane from Smosh wanted to know... Why do all bisexuals cuff their pants?
That they cuff their jeans. Do they all cuff their pants?
Because everyone thinks that Shane is bisexual. He's a straight man. And since he cuffs his pants, everyone will comment saying that he's bi.
I mean, I cuff my pants sometimes, but I couldn't tell you why I do it. So that means it's probably innate.
I don't know. Is this only for bisexual men? Because I don't really cuff my pants. But if I do, it's because, you know, pants in the U.S. are kind of long. Yeah, kind of short, and I need to, so I don't get dirt on my pants, I gotta fold them up, because, you know, they don't come in short leg size.
This is deep. This is so deep. Why do bisexuals cut their jeans?
Rachel621 assumes that bisexuals went through a Tumblr phase.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't everyone go through a Tumblr phase?
Yeah.
Everyone who is bisexual here went through a Tumblr
phase. Oh, absolutely. I don't know if you, I was a horny teen. I was a horny teenager. I was retweeting pornography on, or reblogging pornography on Tumblr for sure. And it had men and women in it. And
everything. It was very artistic. It was curated. I would, just the randomest stuff. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I was on Tumblr for a while. This is also very bisexual. I feel like this is another bisexual stereotype is I was on One Direction Tumblr.
Oh, wait, were you? I don't know if this is a bad thing to admit. I feel like I don't know enough to admit this, but I was super into the fan theories about how Harry,
Harry and Louis.
Louis and Harry were gay for each other.
That was my friend group in high school. We just all were One Directioners and would write gay fan fiction about them.
I was the person reading your gay fan fiction. I was definitely reading gay fan fiction about One Direction.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I was reading gay fan fiction about Naruto and Sasuke. Now I feel like
cool.
And Draco and Harry.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Vertically said, as a bisexual guy, before coming out, I thought being bisexual meant being attracted 50-50 to women and men. I realized that this is very much not always the case.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to break down evenly at all. I don't feel like it breaks down evenly for me. I think I've generally been more attracted to women in my life than men. I would say I'm more attracted to a higher percentage of women than I am of men. And, you know, eventually you just come to terms with that's, you know, there doesn't have to be a number that proves it or something.
Is there even a number? It's such a weird thing to describe, to ascribe a number or percentage to. I mean, I guess you could look at your dating history or something. But again, I feel like it's one of those things that it goes on a level that you can't really describe using a percentage or a binary term, really. Yeah.
I don't know if it's actually you're attracted to more men than women or more women than men, or just you happen to be attracted to a person or multiple people at the same time, but they happen to be of a certain gender. And I don't actually know. It's never 50-50, though. It's not because you still have a type, right? And when you meet people, they might not be your type, even if they're you like 50, 50% you like men, 50% you like women doesn't mean I'm going to be attracted to 15% of the men I meet and 50% of the women I meet.
There's been an increase in the number of people identifying as LGBT, and the percentage within the queer community, 56% of that percentage identify as bisexual. I see a lot of like discourse online that people are just kids are being bisexual for clout. So I just kind of want to like unpack that. Why do you feel like that's becoming a thing now?
As society becomes more open, people will feel less ashamed to explore their different options, and they could realize that just because society says you should be a certain way doesn't mean that's like set in stone. Just like in ancient times where it's like, he never got married, this king, but he was buried next to his friend of 50 mm-hmm. years that they lived together and they wore matching outfits and have all these paintings of them. Like, they were definitely together, but it just society wouldn't be accepting of it, so they weren't allowed to be out.
I just think it's like the patriarchy that's like pushing, like, we live in a hegemonic society and it wants to maintain itself. And whenever like the children are brought into the argument, I'm like, you have your own agenda.
I don't think it's for clout, for sure. If the way I think about it is, we have existed in a time where being gay has been frowned upon for like a long time. But if you look at different like areas of the world in different periods of time, there have been different ideas of like what is allowed and acceptable. And I think there are probably way more people who are bisexual than they realize. And they're not obligated to discover their bisexuality if it exists. They're not obligated to go do anything they're uncomfortable with. But I think if you change the environment and change like the basic societal expectations of what's around you, and you made it not taboo to go and try something, like go make out with a man if you're a man. Like, that the general idea of that being bad or taboo is what just keeps people from generally moving in that direction. But if that was an idea that was just even neutral for every moment of your life up until now, then you might just be more willing to go and do it. And then you find out you like it. And you can see in different periods of like human history or different parts of the world that people were just more open to doing these things at different times. And I think because we're in an era of like more openness with sexuality and like re-exploring a lot of these ideas, I think it's not very surprising that more people growing up in an environment where it is more accepted are willing to like try and accept those parts of themselves.
I almost feel like the question in and of itself is a trap. And I really like question why someone is concerned that the number is getting higher.
Exactly.
Why do you want the number to be lower? That's a really like, that's a dangerous thought process. Like,
yeah.
You want there to be less queer people? Is that your goal? Like, that's kind of where I question the question itself.
Exactly. You can have a really interesting, long, people write books that are hundreds of pages long and scientific papers, and like there's so much history about these topics that you can dig into and have really like interesting, nuanced discussions about sexuality. But if somebody is just asking that question, it's framed in a way that it's like, well, the kids are turning gay, and like, and that's their concern.
We had lesbians in, and one of the lesbians said that she loves bi people, but feels like there's a lot of people more and more who will be experimenting and immediately call themselves bisexual.
I've dated bi girls. I've talked to bi girls. Yeah. I have no issue. I think that the thing that messes up the bi girls is people who are like experimenting start claiming that they're bi. Mm-hmm. So then those experimenters, instead of saying, yo, I'm just trying to see what's up or just experimenting, yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, I'm bi.
I think to label yourself bisexual is kind of up to you. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Like, it doesn't hurt anybody. And like, I don't see like why it would be like,
I guess her thing was she's felt led on by people who've labeled themselves as bisexual and then turned out that they were
just
that
sucks.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're into someone and they're like, actually, I realize I'm straight, like, that kind of stinks.
It's just hard to like think of like what's your solution to that problem? Like, I just try to avoid declarative statements about anyone else's like gender or sexuality.
Because you provided the context of why that person was bringing that up. The core issue, and which is something I think everybody experiences, I'm sure a lot of, particularly, I think a lot of straight women could tell you stories of men being like pretty flip-floppy and non-committal and things like that, which goes for everybody. But the core issue is that people are not being straightforward about their intentions, and people need to be honest about what they're looking for. And wrapping it up in like the label of sexuality is like not a way to like address or like solve that problem or like that social interaction. I can understand why she'd be annoyed by people saying they're bisexual, and then you kind of run in, but the people just have different wavelengths or different assumptions about what that interaction between them is going to be.
I don't see it as like a problem, because just like I went on a Hinge date recently and I went out with this dude and he realized maybe he didn't like my flavor of crazy. Like, he might have given me the idea that he was into me at first, but it wasn't misleading because he might have thought he was into me as well. But then he realized my flavor of crazy might be a little too crazy. And it's not like he really led me on or like lied to me or anything. Sometimes it's like them trying to figure it out themselves. And so if like a girl was flirting with the person who asked the question and then realized she didn't like her or she didn't like women. But that's just coming to terms with it herself. I don't think it's a big problem.
I think it also depends on like how you say it. Because if it's like, if that was her experience and then she just like complains a little bit and is like, oh, that's annoying. I'm like, okay, like everyone's allowed to have their little like things. But if it's like a big, like, if it's like a big issue for you, then I would be like, oh, maybe that's more like red flaggy. But I don't know. If it's just like a little comment, I don't think it matters.
Bisexuals are the same as pansexuals, but exclusionary towards trans/non-binary/gender non-conforming individuals.
I think if you were to like take those definitions and compare them, maybe you would draw that conclusion. But that just doesn't, I'm trans, that doesn't really live up to my experience.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of proved that wrong.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to like disparage anyone that is proud of being pansexual and feel like that really works for them and like wants to advocate for that. But I wouldn't draw that conclusion that it's exclusionary.
I feel like bisexual is also the more straightforward answer for the majority. I feel like the majority of people. If I said like pansexual to my parents or my grandparents, I don't think they would know. I don't even know if they've heard the word, you know? Mm-hmm. But bisexual is just a very simple way of explaining something. And people's
so
like
accurate. I don't know how to say pan in Chinese, but I know how to say bye. So when I explained to my parents that I said bye.
And I think any sense of like it being exclusionary is like assigned by like smaller groups of people or individuals that have like very specialized ideas of like what these words mean.
Okay, so we're going to take a break from these deep topics and look at some memes.
Months ago, I saw a tweet that said, bi people take so long in the bathroom because they're tucking their shirts back in. And I think about it every single fucking time I'm in the bathroom, tucking my shirt back in. Is this a bi thing?
I can see how it would be a bi thing. I'm down. Fine. I'm going to give it a D.
I'm down for a D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
D. It's just boring. The oat milk industry.
This is
Lord, I love this image. I like that. Yeah.
I love this picture.
S is good, right?
Yeah, S is the best.
S is good. I'll give this an S.
Oh, I love this one. This was S for me. Every Asian kid grows up loving Bulan.
I would give this an A. A is like second best, right?
Yeah, A is second best.
Okay,
I'm happy with A. This one's making me want to downgrade the other, so, you know, I feel like my scales. I'm down with A on this, though. This is good.
This bisexual is for people. This feels very like Facebook meme-y to me. It feels like something like
F.
Yeah, this is gonna get an F, I think.
Like, can you read what it is?
That one's stupid. That one almost seems kind of annoying.
Yeah.
It's talking about a bisexual chair.
Yeah. Because you can't sit straight.
It's just not very good.
Bisexuality is just being attracted to all women in four very specific types of men. False. I'm attracted to.
Yeah, I don't know. This one's just kind of like, whatever. Maybe that's your experience. I don't find it hilarious. And that's usually what I look for in a meme.
It's fine. Yeah. I like the way it's written, but I'm down with C. It feels very middle of the road.
Nobody, me. And it's the Uno reverse card with the bi colors. Yeah, I guess.
I like this. I like that it's up for interpretation.
And I like that it's simple and, like, yeah, I think it's clever. Yeah. I would give this an A.
For me. Because I've never played Uno and I don't get it.
I'm good with A on this one. But this is telling for everything else. It's funny bisexual memes, and then memes about groups of people that might be disturbing or hurtful is the warning that comes up.
Yeah, this was actually just us when we were researching bi memes, and we thought it would make a good meme.
That's so sad. People find us disturbing and hurtful. This is sad.
I think it's pretty funny.
It's funny, but sad.
I'd put this one in B, maybe.
B,
yeah.
Tell me why this looks like every bi girl with her scrawny gamer boyfriend.
I think this is really funny. Maybe I'm just I'm putting myself a little in there.
I think I know so many streamers who look like this.
This is definitely a type, I will say.
Yeah, this would be S for me.
Yeah,
I think
short hair on the girl.
I'll give it an A.
A for me too.
This is very like Los Feliz to me. Christians, when they realize that they're eating biscuits instead of straight skits. Oh, because I think this is really good. I'm going to give it an S. Because I love wordplay and. Yeah,
I'm really into dumb wordplay like this. I'm down for S.
Yeah, down for S as well.
This is good. Beep, have to die, bisexuals, and then they're like half. That's kind of funny.
I do think this is extremely funny.
I'll give this an S.
Oh wow.
A.
I'll say A. Me online, pie pride stuff everywhere, make gay jokes all the time, not afraid of homophobia. Me IRL, maybe if I cuff my, is it supposed to say jeans? Is it cut off?
It's not giving. It's too self-pitying.
Yeah. Not a fun one. Maybe I'd give this a D.
I would give it an F.
Ooh. I'm down to migrate it to F.
Can I rip it up?
You want to crumple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bisexual culture is being attracted to both of them. Hell no!
This
I disagree.
No, this is funny because you know it. This is
Joe
S.
Biden.
This is S because you know this is because it's the next level because no one's attracted. I think that's the idea.
I think it's funny.
This is S.
I think it's really funny. Damn.
This is so
I'll
fucking
give it
funny.
An S.
I think this is so fucking funny. I don't know. I think this.
You
is
think
so
this one an S?
Funny. It's just bisexuals paying Simon to toad.
I don't get it.
This is the power stance.
This is so fucking funny. This is S.
Yeah. S.
This is S.
I like this one.
This is my favorite. So far.
Or tomboy milk. Femboy milk or tomboy milk. The hardest choices require the strongest wills. Genshin, also the Genshin characters on the milk. I like this one.
I like it too.
I'm down with A on this one. I do think this one's really good.
Yeah. Let's give it an A. I don't get this.
Oh, God. I don't even... I don't know in a skibbity toilet, but I don't know enough about skibbity toilet to know if this is funny.
I don't know at all. It's scaring me.
This is Jen. I'm teetering on being a millennial. I'm like the first group of Gen Zers. And I'm...
Same.
This is like Gen Alpha shit.
I don't get it at all. I've never
I don't understand this it.
Do you have any children that could come in and translate this? Do you have any children on hand?
Honestly, you know what? I just turned 30 and fuck this one because it makes me feel really old.
Rip it up.
I don't like feeling old.
Oh my god.
I just found out recently that what bricked up meant, because I didn't know what it meant, and I thought it meant like you're like putting walls around yourself and so you're closed off, and so I was like, yeah, after this breakup I'm feeling a little bricked up, and all my friends are like, Trisha, no, never say that again. And I was like, why not? Doesn't it mean I'm closed up? Yeah, so I'm starting to realize that I'm a bit of a boomer and I don't like it.
Okay, I have one more really big question for Aiden. Is Ludwig a good kisser?
Oh, no. I don't, you know.
We're going to have him here in a couple weeks.
Oh, so. No.
This is gonna be so funny.
Oh, Kitty's going to be mad at me if I go into detail, you know?
Go into detail.
I got to be honest. It's, you know, it's fine. It was fine.
Damn. If someone ever told me my kissing was fine. No. You.
I think I was drunk both times it happened. So I don't think I have a very good evaluation of how good it was. I wouldn't want to do him dirty. You know, I wouldn't want to unfairly evaluate him. He also employs me, so I feel like, because he's such a hard-ass boss, known to fire people left and right, you know? If I say the wrong thing about how well he makes out with his employees, then he might fire me.
Right.
I feel like that's the line.
That's like standard HR practice.
No, that's how it works. Yeah. We have HR, by the way. We do have HR.
is Ludwig the HR, too?
Yeah, that's fine, right? That's like how it works.
Trisha, so you've actually been on Smosh before. You've been in a movie, the Smosh movie.
I highly doubt they remember, but back when I was 18, I really wanted to be an actress. And I signed up to be an extra on a bunch of shows. And one of my first and last things was to be an extra on Smosh the movie. You can actually see me in the trailers as the token Asian friend laughing on the side and... no offense, it wasn't rated super, super, super high on Rotten Tomatoes, and that was where my dreams of being an actress ended.
Oh, my God.
After I went and had my little bit of a taste of what acting was like, I was like, this sucks. And I never did it again.